الحمد لله الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده أما بعد فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم القرآن أحب إلى الله من السماوات والأرض أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأتباعه وأزواجه وذرياته. Respected elders, young friends, brothers and sisters in Islam, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الله سبحانه وتعالى is azali and abadi. Allah has always been there. And he will always remain. He has no beginning and he has no end. Allah is azali and abadi. His sifat and his attributes are also azali and abadi. He is Alim, the All-Knowing. He is Basir, the All-Seeing. He is Sami, the All-Hearing. He is Hakim, the All-Wise. So Allah is Azali and Abadi, and all His Sifat are also Azali and Abadi. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has always been there and He will always remain. His sifat have always been there and they will always remain. It's not that, na'udhu billah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not have knowledge in the initial stages, or He had knowledge but it was less. And slowly, slowly, slowly His knowledge came into existence or His knowledge increased. No. He has always been Alim. And He has always been Alim of the highest degree. He has always known everything. And His ilm will remain the same forever and ever. Quran, the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is also a sifat from the sifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is also an attribute from the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Quran has always been there and it will always remain. Quran did not come into existence 5,000 years ago, or a million years ago, or a billion years ago, or a trillion years ago. Quran has no beginning. Quran has always been there with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is His attribute. And Quran will always remain. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is baqi. All His sifat are baqi. Allah will always remain. Allah will never perish. All His attributes are also baqi. They will always remain. None of His attribute will become distinct. Not even a percent or a note point, note 1% of any of His attribute will become distinct. So Allah is baqi, all His sifat are baqi. And Quran, the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is an attribute of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is also baqi. It will always remain. Not a single verse or a single word or a single letter will become distinct. So Quran has always been there and Quran will always remain. It is the attribute of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala which was first recorded in Allahul Mahfuz. بَلْ هُوَ قُرْآنٌ مَجِيدٌ فِي لَوْحٍ مَحْفُوظٍ Quranul Majid, first it was recorded in Allahul Mahfuz. So the first hafiz of the Quran is Allahul Mahfuz. This is the journey of the Quran. It remained with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is there with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our faculty of intellect cannot comprehend Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we cannot comprehend even the attributes and the sifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Laysa kamislihi shay. There is none like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is no example of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this world. So we cannot understand Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through that example. So many evidences and proofs were furnished for us. And through these evidences and proofs, we accepted that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam is the messenger of Allah and the Quran is the final word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As a result of these evidences, as a result of these proofs, there remains no doubt that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the final messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the Quran is the final book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So whether our faculty of intellect comprehends anything that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says or not, anything that the Quran says or not, we wholeheartedly believe. From Allahul Mahfuz, the Quran was copied onto a place called Baytul Izzah, which is situated on the first heaven. So the second hafiz of the Quran is Baytul Izzah. So one copy of the Quran is in Allahul Mahfuz, the second copy of the Quran is in Baytul Izzah. How Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is safeguarding His last book. Even before being revealed into this world, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made two copies. One copy in Allahul Mahfuz, the other copy in Baytul Izzah. And this disk that was transferred from Allahul Mahfuz to Baytul Izzah was transferred during the night of Qadr. Inna anzalnahu fi laylatil Qadr. We revealed the whole Quran during the night of Qadr from Allahul Mahfuz to Baytul Izzah. And from Baytul Izzah, Jibreel alayhi salatu wassalam was given the responsibility to transfer the Quran bit by bit in portion, sometimes a whole surah, sometimes part of a surah, sometimes a few pages, sometimes a few verses, sometimes only one verse and sometimes only part of a verse. Jibreel alayhi salatu wassalam was given this responsibility of transferring the Quran from Baytul Izzah to the heart of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Nazala bihi ruhul ameen. Ar-ruhul ameen. This is the title for Jibreel alayhi salatu wassalam. Ar-ruhul ameen descended with the glorious Quran ala qalbika, upon your heart. Litakuna minal mundirin, so that you may become from those who warn people from the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the third hafiz of the Quran is Jibreel, and the fourth hafiz of the Quran is our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this task of accomplishing the Quran from Baytul Izzah to the heart of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was accomplished in 23 years. The very first verse is, اقرأ بسم ربك الذي خلق خلق الإنسان من علق اقرأ وربك الأكرم الذي علم بالقلم علم الإنسان ما لم يعلم. And the last verse, واتقوا يوما ترجعون فيه إلى الله ثم توفى كل نفس ما كسبت وهم لا يظلمون. Now, there are many reasons as to why it took 23 years to reveal this final book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Many hikmat, many wisdom, known best to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The scriptures before the glorious Quran were revealed in one go. But Quran was revealed to our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam little by little, portion by portion. And those people who had some knowledge regarding the scriptures of the past used to say, لَوْلَا نُزِّلَ عَلَيْهِ الْقُرْآنُ جُمْلَةً وَاحِدَةً. Why is it that the Quran is not being revealed to him in one go? Why is it that it is coming in bits and pieces? كَذَلِكَ لِنُثَبِّتَ بِهِ فُؤَادَكَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knew that in the 23 years of Nubuwa, my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam will go through many difficulties. He will experience many pains. And if I reveal to him the whole book in one go, his connection with me will end. The literal connection, it will end. So in order to be a greater source of comfort, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed his book in bits and pieces. So whenever Jibreel alayhi salatu wassalam used to descend with a portion of the Quran, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam used to find lot of encouragement. That my Allah is saying this to me, my Allah is consoling me. And if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the whole kitab in one go, it would have put his Nabi and after the Nabi, the Sahaba into a difficulty that they would have to memorize it immediately, the whole Quran. and they would have had to start practicing the whole deen in one go. So it was the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that little by little He revealed the Quran. And He made it easy for the Sahaba Rizwanullahi ta'ala alayhi majma'in to learn from Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and bring the whole deen in their lives. When Jibreel alayhi salatu was salam used to descend in the initial stages, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was very much concerned that I must memorize each and every letter of the Quran perfectly, because it is my responsibility to convey each and letter to the Ummah. Ya ayyuhar Rasul, ballig ma unzila ilayka mir rabbik. O Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, convey to the Ummah whatever is revealed to you from your Rabb. Fa'il lam taf'al, and if you do not do this, if there is any shortcoming in this aspect, فَمَا بَلَّكْتَ رِسَالَتَ, you have not conveyed the message of Allah to your Ummah. You have not fulfilled your responsibility. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would experience stress, anxiety whenever Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam used to come with revelation. And he would try to do one, two or more things simultaneously. So let's assume that Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam has come with Suratul Fatiha and he has recited Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. So our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam listened very carefully to this verse, and now he is worried about memorizing this verse. He does not want to forget this verse. So he is repeating this verse, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, Alhamdulillah. So part of his attention is towards memorizing this verse and part of his attention is towards listening to the next verse. So you can imagine the stress and anxiety that he used to go through. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. He is moving his lips, he is moving his tongue, trying to memorize this verse, and he is also paying attention to Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam reciting Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. And as soon as Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim is completed, now he is saying Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, and he is paying attention to what Jibreel is saying alayhi salatu wasalam. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saw this difficulty of his Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, He revealed a few verses. He said, لَا تُحَرِّكْ بِهِ لِسَانَكَ لِتَعْجَلَ بِهِ. My Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, your responsibility is not to memorize the Quran. Your responsibility is only to listen carefully to the recitation of Jibreel. It is our responsibility to make you memorize the Quran. You are just like a tape recorder, microphone of the tape recorder. Just listen very correct, attentively. Don't try to memorize it. Just listen very attentively with the intention of memorizing. It is my responsibility to make sure that each and every letter of the Quran without an iota of mistake sets in your heart. And it is my responsibility to make those words emanate from your tongue. And thereafter it is my responsibility, to make you interpret and explain that verse or those verses. It is my responsibility. Everything is my responsibility. لا تحرك به لسانك لتعجل به. Do not move your tongue. Do not move your lips. With full humility and in a dignified manner, sit and listen carefully to what Jibreel is reciting. Inna alayna jam'ahu. It is our responsibility. It is my responsibility to set the Quran in your heart. Wa Qur'ana, and it is my responsibility to make you recite those words and continue to make you recite those words until you breathe your last. It will not never leave your heart. فَإِذَا قَرَأْنَاهُ فَاتَّبِعْ قُرْآنَهُ. So my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when we recite the Quran to you through the medium of Jibreel. So when Jibreel recites to you, فَتَّبِعْ قُرْآنَ, follow his reading, follow his recitation only. So listen carefully and just follow. And the words of the Quran will set in your heart. You will be able to recite it. ثُمَّ إِنَّ عَلِيْنَا بَيَانَ. And thereafter it is our responsibility to make you explain the Quran also. Give you the ilm of the Quran, the tafsir of the Quran. After the revelation of these verses, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam used to pay attention to the recitation of Jibreel alayhi salatu wa salam. Jibreel alayhi salatu wa salam used to recite, and as soon as Jibreel alayhi salatu wa salam used to complete the recitation and leave, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would find that the part of the Quran that was recited just a few moments ago is set in his heart and mind. He would call the scribes, the kuttab of wahi. Certain sahaba rizwanullahi ta'ala alayhi majmain were appointed to write the wahi. So he would call the scribes and he would recite the verses of the Quran to the scribes, and the scribes would write it down. Sometimes one scribe, sometimes two, sometimes more than two, depending on the circumstances. And the Sahaba Rizwanullahi Ta'ala Alayhi Majma'in began memorizing the Quran. So the first Hafiz is Allahul Mahfuz, second Hafiz is Baytul Izzah, third Hafiz is Jibreel, fourth Hafiz is our beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and the fifth Hafiz are these papers where the Quran was being written. And the Quran was not written down and collected in one place as a whole Quran during the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. One scribe was called by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam on a few occasions, so he wrote down those verses which were revealed during those occasions. So some scribes had a few surahs, some scribes had a few ayats, some scribes had more, some scribes had less, and it was copied from there, and people were always also memorizing the Quran. And the need was never felt during the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to compile the Quran in writing form in one place because of the number of people that were memorizing the Quran. And when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam left this world, there was no single copy available in written form in Medina Munawwara, but he left behind 10,000 huffaz. In 23 years, 10,000 sahaba became huffaz. Our masajid in Leicester, many have been operating for more than 23 years. If we go and ask how many huffaz have graduated from this masjid, one teacher only, our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and from him 10,000 sahaba rizwanullahi ta'ala alayhi majma'in learned the Quran and became huffaz. And my very respected Hazrat Maulana Idris Sahib Muddazillahul Ali said that Sabak, para, and door must be. There was no sabak. There was no sabak, para, and there was no door. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not give any lesson to anybody. The sahaba rizwanullahi ta'ala alayhi majma'in were granted this special shock, special interest, this special eagerness to memorize the Quran. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taken it upon himself to safeguard the Quran. Inna nahnu nazzalna dhikr wa inna lahu lahafizun. It is we who have revealed this dhikr, this Quran. And it is we who will safeguard it until the day of Qiyamah. So in order to safeguard this Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created this zeal into the hearts of the sahaba rizwanullahi ta'ala alayhi majma'in, and they began memorizing the Quran. And 10,000 Sahaba Rizwanullahi Ta'ala Ali Majmeen memorized the Quran. And when the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam left this world, 10,000 Sahaba Rizwanullahi Ta'ala Ali Majmeen had put the whole Quran to memory. But Quran did not exist in written form as a single copy nowhere in Madinah Munawwara. But the Qudrat of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Qudrat of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. There was no need. 10,000 Sahaba Rizwanullahi Ta'ala Ali Majmeen who know Arabic, who understand Arabic are memorizing the Quran. And during the 23 years, no problem whatsoever. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is reciting the Quran. Nobody is saying from behind him that I disagree with you on this verse. Not a single incident. Where somebody said to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that I disagree with you here. Not a single incident in other masajid during the time of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam where the musalli said that no, you are not reciting this correctly. It is not like this, it is like this. And the imam says, no, I am reciting correctly, you are reciting wrong. Yes, there was ikhtilaf in the qira'at. That is a different matter. But as far as the Quran is concerned, so everybody was content that alhamdulillah, Quran is being preserved. And if it is being preserved in this manner, there is no need to write it. If somebody says to me today, that when you study the books of hadith, books of tafsir, books of fiqh, books of Ulum-e-Nubuwwat, why don't you write it down? Why don't you make notes? So I will tell him that I'm taking the notes on my mobile. I'm taking the notes on my computer. So if he says that, no, the only form of preserving the ilm is by writing with a pen, he will be wrong. There are various forms. The Sahaba Ridwanullahi Ta'ala Ali Majma'in were granted photographic memory. And it is for this reason the need did not arise to compile the ahadith in book form until 99 Hijri, the year 99 Hijri. And even in the year 99 Hijri, when Umar ibn Abdul Aziz rahimahullah ta'ala was the caliph, and when he instructed the likes of Amir Sharahil and Amr ibn Hazm and Ibn Shihab al-Zuhri rahimahullah ta'ala, that please collect the ahadith and put them in book form now. Because the ulama are departing from this world very quickly, and there is fear that when the ulama go, they will take the ahadith with them. And the ummah will be deprived of this. So put them in book form now. Even during that time, there was no need. No need. There were so many sahaba. There were so many tabi'in rahimahumullah ta'ala who had photographic memory. So the Quran was preserved through photographic memory and the ahadith were preserved through photographic memory. In those days, there was no need for them to write down the ahadith or the Quran. But, in order to safeguard the knowledge of Nubuwwah, the ilm of Nubuwwah, or the authority of our deen, the Quran and ahadith, with photographic memory, and the Sahaba and the Tabi'in memorizing by heart, the Ahadith and the Quran was put to paper also. So when the time came during the period of Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, when the Sahaba Rizwanullahi ta'ala alayhi majma'in felt, in one battle, 700 Huffaz of the Quran passed away, they were martyred. 700 Huffaz in one go. So the Sahaba Rizwanullahi ta'ala Ali Majma'in also did not have the ilm of ghaib. So just like Umar ibn Abdul Aziz rahimahullah ta'ala, they feared. And the one who feared the most was Umar radiallahu anhu, that if the Sahaba Rizwanullahi ta'ala Ali Majma'in, who are huffaz of the Quran, and the tabi'in who are huffaz of the Quran, if they continue being martyred like this in the battles, what will happen to the Quran? What if we are left no more with the huffaz? So he requested Hazrat Umar, requested Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu to put the Quran into paper and put it in a compilation and preserve it somewhere in one place. So if all the huffaz were to depart, at least the ummah could refer to that Quran. Umar radiallahu anhu did not know how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was going to keep thousands of huffaz throughout centuries. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to prove the authenticity of the Quran. So when Zayd ibn Sabit radiallahu anhu with a group of other Sahaba were given this responsibility that write the whole Quran from Alhamd till Wannas. So Zayd ibn Sabit himself was a very, very Jayyid Hafiz, a very good Hafiz. That is why he was chosen for this work. And Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu was still alive. He was also a great Hafiz. Hazrat Umar was still alive. Usman was still alive. Ali was still alive radiallahu anhu. They were great Huffaz. They would make no mistake when reciting the Quran. And then the team that was given to Zayd ibn Sabit radiallahu anhu, they were all Jayyid Huffaz. So they began writing the Quran from Alhamdil Wannas. The whole Quran. One of the conditions that was placed upon them was that whilst writing the Quran, you know it by memory, but whilst writing the Quran, you will only write down those verses which you find written with somebody. So despite them knowing the Quran, despite there being dozens of Huffaz, one of the conditions that was put down by Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu was that when compiling the Quran, you will only put down those verses which you find in written form with somebody. So they started compiling the Quran. That they write Suratul Fatiha, and now to confirm Suratul Fatiha, they say, does anybody have Suratul Fatiha in writing? And writing means, does anybody have Suratul Fatiha in writing which he had written directly from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Now imagine, my friends, for a moment that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam was not asking the scribes to write down the Quran with this intention that a time is going to come when this writing is going to be used as verification. So there was always that possibility that from the more than 6,000 verses of the Quran, there would have come a time where somebody would have said that no, we cannot find this particular verse anywhere in Madina Munawwara. But Allahu Akbar, how Allah safeguarded the Quran. Zayd ibn Sabit radiallahu anhu, when he demanded that, please bring whatever you have in writing, please bring whatever you have in writing, please bring whatever you have in writing. The whole Quran was found in writing also. Not a single verse missing. So 10,000 Sahaba Rizwanullahi ta'ala alayhi majmain had put Quran to memory when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam departed. And the scribes who had wrote down the Quran on bones, on stones, on pieces of leather, pieces of paper, as notes which was here and there, and once a person memorizes and after that thousands of people memorizes, you are not much concerned about safeguarding those notes. But no, each and every verse of the Quran was found in written form. And the whole Quran, which was in the memory of Zayd ibn Sabit, which was in the memory of his team, which was in the memory of all the other Sahaba during the time of Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, which continued from the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, was verified by verses which were written down directly in front of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And not a single verse went missing. And from that time until today, thousands of people, in every era, in every century, have remained Huffaz of the Quran. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam left behind 10,000 Huffaz. And after that best era, Khayrul Qurun, until today, the number of Huffaz have always increased. In so many other things, the Muslims have declined. In so many other things that the Muslims have declined. For example, the salat of the Sahaba. Our salat is very different from their salat. Our khushu is very different from their khushu. Our ikhlas is very different from their ikhlas. Our muasharat is very different from the... Everything declined except for one thing. The number of huffaz of the Quran have always increased throughout centuries. So the number of Huffaz that you see throughout the world today in 2014, if you go back 10 years ago, the number of Huffaz in 2004 were less than the number you would find today in 2014. And likewise. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave this zeal to young children, teenagers, to memorize the glorious Quran. It is not easy to memorize the glorious Quran. It is not easy. Without the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is impossible to memorize a book the size of the Quran. Kyun mumtaz na ho Islam duniya bhar ke deenon mein? Why should Islam not be the distinguished religion among all the religions of the world? Islam has to be the distinguished religion from all the religions of the world. Kyun mumtaz na ho Islam duniya bhar ke deenon mein? Wahan mazhab kitabon mein, yahan Quran seenon mein. There the religion lies in the books, and here the religion lies in the hearts of the people. If each and every copy was destroyed throughout the world right now, if each and every copy of the Quran was destroyed right now, not a single copy remained, the Muslims have nothing to worry about. Thousands of huffaz who have memorized the Quran, Allahu Akbar. Thousands of huffaz. And this was the case throughout centuries. And this is the only book. The responsibility for safeguarding, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took upon himself. Inna nahnu nazzalna dhikr wa inna lahu lahafizun. The ulama understand this, that lahu wa inna lahafizuna lahu. We will safeguard it. No, it we will safeguard. It we will say. That means this is the only book that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taken upon himself to safeguard. He did not take upon himself to safeguard any other religious scripture. Young, old, alike are able to memorize this Quran because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives the ability. وَلَقَدْ يَسَّرْنَا الْقُرْآنَ لِلذِّكْرِ فَهَلْ مِن مُدَّكِرِ. And we have made it easy. We have made Quran easy to memorize, according to one interpretation. We have made Quran easy to memorize. فَهَلْ مِن مُدَّكِرِ. Is there anyone who wish to memorize? We have made Quran easy to memorize. All it needs is a little bit of effort. Taqwa is required. Sincerity is required. Effort is required in everything. Hafiz ibn Hajar al-Asqalani, rahimahullah ta'ala, the master of hadith, the commentator of Bukhari Sharif, his well-known academic work, Fathul Bari, he memorized the Quran at the age of 9. At the age of 9, he memorized the whole Quran. And because he was a Shafi'i, and according to fiqh Shafi'i, a minor who is not baligh yet is also able to lead people in salah. So he memorized the whole Quran at the age of 9, and he led Salatul Taraweeh in Al-Masjidul Haram. At the age of 9, Hafiz ibn Hajar al-Asqalani rahimahullah ta'ala. And Sheikh Huzaifa rahimahullah ta'ala, at a very young age, 7, 8, 9, he memorized the whole Quran with the 10 qira'at. So he was a Saba Ashara Qari at the age of 7, 8, or 9. Imam Muhammad rahimahullah ta'ala, the well-known student of Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah ta'ala, he came into the company of Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah ta'ala with his father. And the father said that, I want to enroll him in your classes, because I want him to become a faqih and alim. So the condition for admission was that the student has to be a hafiz of the Quran. So Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi alayhi asked that, is he hafiz of the Quran? So the father said, no, he is not hafiz of the Quran. Say, go enroll him in Hibs first. When he completes the Quran, then you bring him. That is condition for enrollment in my class. So he left. That Imam Muhammad rahmatullahi alayhi was at the age of 8, 9, 10, the most early teens. His biographers have written that when he came to take enrollment in the class of Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi, his beard had not come out yet. So after a week, the father and the son returned again and they said, please give him admission in your class. So Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi said, I will give him admission, but make him hafiz of the Quran first. So the father said, he has memorized the whole Quran. In 1 week, Imam Muhammad rahmatullah alayhi memorized the whole Quran. Mufti Muhammad Taqi Usmani, hafizahullah ta'ala, in one of his books, has mentioned a person, a muhaddith, who memorized the whole Quran in 3 days only. Maulana Qasim Nanotvi rahimahullah ta'ala, the founder of Darul Uloom Deoband, he memorized the whole Quran in 29 days. He was traveling from India to Haramain Sharifain for Hajj, and they began traveling before the month of Ramadan, and the Ramadan dawned upon us during the travel. So he learned that there was no hafiz in the group that was traveling. And the in Taraweeh only certain small surahs will be recited. So he said, how is it possible? How is it possible that in the month of Ramadan we perform Taraweeh without Quran? We are unable to complete the Quran. And he took it upon himself to lead the Taraweeh. And first 4 days he may have memorized one and quarter, one and quarter, one and quarter, and thereafter one, every day he was memorizing, and during the night in Taraweeh he was reciting. On the 29th of Ramadan, he memorized the whole Quran and he completed the Quran in Taraweeh. Maulana Hussain Ahmad Madani, rahimahullah ta'ala, during his last stages of life, when he was in his 70s, when he was imprisoned in Malta, he memorized 2/3 of the Quran whilst in jail. Young, old, male, female, Arab, non-Arab. The one who understands the Arabic language, the one who does not understand the Arabic language. Everybody is able to memorize the Quran because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taken it upon himself to safeguard the Quran, and he is safeguarding the Quran through the Huffaz. He is safeguarding the words of the Quran through the Huffaz. He is safeguarding the intonation of the Quran, the correct interpretation of the Quran through the Qurra. He is safeguarding the meaning of the Quran through the ulama, the muhaddithin and the mufassirin. So throughout 1400 years you will always find huffaz in thousands who will know the words of the Quran, and you will find dozens of qurra who will recite with the correct intonation, correct pronunciation, correct intonation, correct pronunciation, just as the way Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam recited. Maybe the effect of the Quran is different because his taqwa and his spirituality was very high, but as far as the correct intonation is concerned, no era has passed wherein dozens of qurra were not available who did not recite exactly the way Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam recited. And the meanings of the Quran was preserved throughout the era by the ulama, the muhaddithin and the mufassirin. So alhamdulillah, we are very, very fortunate today to be in this gathering, because a young boy of the ummah, a young individual of the ummah, strove for the past 3 years, 4 years, 5 years, efforts of his parents, family, his guardians, efforts from his teachers, from the madrasa, the management, and today we see this blessed day and we are witnessing this blessed gathering wherein he will complete the final verses, and he has put the whole Quran to memory, alhamdulillah. So he has also become part of this chain that has been chosen by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to safeguard his glorious book. So So he should feel very honored today. He should feel very honored today, and he should make a firm resolution to remain honored until he breathes his last. It's a great honor that Allah has chosen him to be part of this chain. And he will only remain part of this chain if he keeps it to memory. Because if he forgets the Quran, after a year, may Allah forbid, after 2 years, after 3 years, then he will be thrown out of this chain. He will not be part of this chain. And on the day of Qiyamah, he will be questioned by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that I granted you such a great honor. I had enlightened your heart. I had adorned your heart with more than 6,000 verses of my book, of my word, of the ultimate revelation that was revealed to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. And you became ungrateful and you just threw those verses away from your heart. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will question. So it is my earnest appeal to the Hafiz and also his parents to make sure that he retains this Quran to memory until he breathes his last. In many of my lectures I say that Sulaiman Bhai cannot be called a Hafiz of the Quran. If we say that Hafiz Sahib, Sulaiman Bhai will say, no, I'm not a Hafiz of the Quran. Similarly, all the other brothers who are sitting here who are not Hafiz of the Quran, if we say that, can you call Hafiz Ghulam Rasul Sahib for me? Immediately people will say, no, he is not Hafiz of the Quran. And even brother Ghulam Rasul will say, no, I'm not Hafiz of the Quran. Ibrahim, Ahmad, Ismail, the non-Huffaz, if you call them with the title of Hafiz Sahib, they will immediately say, no, I'm not Hafiz of the Quran. Others will also point out that, no, he is not Hafiz of the Quran. So what is the differentiating factor? Why is it that Maulana can be called a Hafiz of the Quran, Qari Sahib can be called a Hafiz of the Quran, Maulana can be called a Hafiz of the Quran, Maulana is also called a Hafiz of the Quran, and Sulaiman Bhai cannot be called a Hafiz of the Quran? The differentiating factor is that they have put the whole Quran to memory, so they are Hafiz of the Quran. And they have not put the whole Quran to memory, so they cannot be called Hafiz of the Quran. Now if a person who has put the whole Quran to memory, if that person forgets the Quran, how can he be called the Hafiz? We may remain unaware. I may remain unaware whether Maulana Mahbub Sahib has the full Quran or not, whether Maulana Maqbul Sahib has the full Quran or not, Maulana Ahmad, whether he has the full Quran or not. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is fully aware. So maybe in the eyes of the public, after forgetting the Quran, we may remain Hafiz Sahib and Hafiz of the Quran. But in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we will not remain Hafiz of the Quran. So the Hafiz who is completing the Quran today, and I urge all my other Huffaz friends, especially my young Huffaz friends, that this is a great ni'mat that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted you. Great ni'mat. Great ni'mat. إِنَّ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى يَرْفَعُ بِهَذَا الْكِتَابِ أَقْوَامًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through this book elevates a group of people. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that indeed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala elevates a group of people through this book. Yesterday, this Hafiz of the Quran who will complete today, his status was different from the status that he will have now. People will see him in a different way from today. Hafiz Sahib, Hafiz of the Quran. Until yesterday, if he came in the room, maybe people would not pay attention. Now if he goes into a room, people will make place for him. That please sit here. Hafiz Sahib has come. Please give him place to sit. Allah elevates people through this book. وَيَذَوْ بِهِ آخَرِينَ. And it is through this book that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala disgraces people. Those people who do not attach themselves to this book, who do not recite this book, who do not understand this book, who do not follow this book, who do not accept this book as the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah disgraces them. One day, Umar ibn Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he met a very responsible person and he said that you have come from Makkah Mukarrama, who have you made responsible for Makkah Mukarrama? So he said, I have made Ibn Abza responsible. He said, Ibn Abza? Insignificant person, Umar ibn Khattab radiyallahu anhu did not even know him. He said, Ibn Abza? Who is Ibn Abza? So he said, Mawlam minal Mawali. He said, he was captured as a slave. And thereafter, he was freed. So he accepted Islam whilst a slave, or he accepted Islam after, but he was captured as a slave. Now he is a freed slave, but he has the knowledge of the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So a slave is responsible for the whole of Makkah Mukarramah. And Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu says that, who is Ibn Abza? So he said, he is a freed slave. He said, you have appointed freed slave as the responsible person in Makkah Mukarramah? So he said, yes. He said, yes. And because he has memorized the whole Quran and he is the alim of the Quran. So Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu said that, I have heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with my own ears. He said, Inna Allah ta'ala yarfa'u bihadha al-kitabi aqwama. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala elevate certain people through this book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So I am concluding, all the huffaz, retain it to memory until you breathe your last, and try to also follow the Quran. Try to follow the Quran. And those of us who have memorized parts of the Quran, for example, some brothers, Surah Yasin, Surah Tabarak, Surah Kahf, they also fall in the same category. If we have forgotten, we need to rememorize. So those huffaz, or those who have memorized the Quran partly, if we still remember it, alhamdulillah, be grateful and keep it to memory. And those of us who have forgotten, please put it to memory. And those who are non-huffaz, please recite the Quran on a daily basis. At least one juz. The ulama and the mashayikh guide us and they say that the non-huffaz should read at least one juz on a daily basis. And the huffaz, they should recite at least three juz on a daily basis, majority of which should be in salat. And if in the initial stages we find it difficult, then begin with three quarter, or begin with half, or begin with quarter, or begin with one ruku. So let's begin with at least one ruku on a daily basis. Regularly, on a daily basis, let's begin with one ruku, with the target being one juz. Those whose Quran is not very firm, the huffaz, let's begin by memorizing quarter juz and reciting that same quarter juz 11 times more. So it will be three juz. Or begin with half a juz and read that half a juz 6 times. So it will be three juz. And inshallah, you will see that you have rememorized your Quran. And secondly, with the recitation of the Quran, sit in the company of the ulama in their durus, in their gatherings, and try to understand the message of the Quran. And also, read authentic, reliable material and try to understand the message of the Quran. Number three, practice what you understand and what you learn. And number four, also propagate to others. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala safeguard all of us from the trials of this world and the hereafter. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept this hafiz who will be completing his Quran today. May Allah make him a hafiz in its true sense. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala include him amongst the ulama-i rabbaniyin and make him a means of salvation for his teachers, for his parents, for his whole family, for all of us, and for the whole ummah. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make him a beacon light for many years to come. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept Masjid Muaz ibn Jabal and all activities taking place under its umbrella. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala complete all the projects associated to Masjid Muaz ibn Jabal and give us all the tawfiq to participate in it. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل هو الله أحد، الله الصمد، لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. بسم الله. الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل أعوذ برب الفلق، من شر ما خلق، ومن شر غاسق إذا وقب، ومن شر النفاثات في العقد، ومن شر حاسد إذا حسد. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل أعوذ برب الناس، ملك الناس، إله الناس، من شر الوسواس الخناس، الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس، من الجنة والناس. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الإسلام، ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه، هدى للمتقين الذين يؤمنون بالغيب ويقيمون الصلاة ومما رزقناهم ينفقون، والذين يؤمنون بما أنزل إليك وما أنزل من قبلك بالآخرة هم يوقنون، أولئك على هدى من ربهم وأولئك هم المفلحون. صدق الله العظيم.
الحمد لله رب العالمين، والعاقبة للمتقين، والصلاة والسلام على رسوله سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. ربنا اغفر لنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. يا مصرف القلوب صرف قلوبنا على طاعتك، يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على دينك. اللهم احفظنا من كل بلاء الدنيا وعذاب الآخرة. اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها، وزكها أنت خير من زكاها، أنت وليها ومولاها. يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث، نستغفرك ربنا ونسألك التوبة، وأصلح لنا شأننا كله، ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين، ولا تنزع منا صالح ما أعطيتنا. اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى، واجعل آخرتنا خيرا من الأولى. اللهم زيننا بزينة الإيمان، واجعلنا هداة مهتدين. اللهم اهد الناس جميعا. اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا. اللهم اجعل حبك أحب الأشياء إلينا. اللهم اجعل حبك أحب إلينا من أنفسنا ومن أهلنا ومن الماء البارد. اللهم اجعل وساوس قلوبنا خشيتك وذكرك. اللهم افتح أقفال قلوبنا بذكرك. اللهم اجعلنا من الذاكرين الله كثيرا. اللهم لا تؤمنا مكرك، ولا تنسنا ذكرك، ولا تهتك عنا سترك، ولا تجعلنا من الغافلين. اللهم طهر قلوبنا من النفاق، وأعمالنا من الرياء، وألسنتنا من الكذب، وأعيننا من الخيانة، فإنك تعلم خائنة الأعين وما تخفي الصدور. اللهم إنا نسألك علما نافعا، ورزقا واسعا، وعملا مقبولا، وشفاء من كل داء. اللهم إنا نسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى. اللهم ارزقنا شهادة في سبيلك، واجعل موتنا في بلد رسولك صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم إنا نسألك إيمانا لا يرتد، ونعيما لا ينفد، ومرافقة نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم في أعلى درجة الجنة، جنة الخلد، اللهم اجعل خير اعمالنا اواخرها وخير اعمالنا خواتيمها وخير ايامنا يوم نلقاك فيه يا ولي الاسلام واهله ثبتنا به حتى نلقاك ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار اللهم اهدنا بفضلك فيمن هديت وعافنا فيمن عافيت وتولنا فيمن توليت وبارك لنا فيما عطيت وقنا واصرف عنا شر ما قضيت فإنك تقضي ولا يقضى عليك إنه لا يذل من واليت ولا يعز من عاديت تباركت ربنا وتعاليت نستغفرك اللهم ونتوب إليك اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات وألف بين قلوبهم وأصلح ذات بينهم وانصرهم على عدوك وعدوهم اللهم اجمع كلمتهم على الحق ووحد صفوفهم اللهم أنقذ إخواننا المسلمين المظلومين في كل مكان اللهم احفظ الحرمين الشريفين والمسجد الأقصى المبارك واجعل اللهم آمنة مطمئنة وسائر بلاد المسلمين اللهم اشف مرضانا وارحم موتانا اللهم إنا نسألك حسن الختام والعفو عما سلف وكان اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من زوال نعمتك وتحول عافيتك وفجاءة نقمتك وجميع سخطك اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من جهد البلاء ودرك الشقاء وسوء القضاء وشماتة الأعداء اللهم آنس وحشتنا في قبورنا اللهم ارحمنا بالقرآن العظيم واجعله لنا إماما ونورا وهدى ورحمة اللهم ذكرنا منه ما نسينا وعلمنا منه ما جهلنا وارزقنا تلاوته آناء الليل وآناء النهار واجعله لنا حجة يا رب العالمين اللهم اجعلنا ممن يحل حلاله ويحرم حرامه ويقيم حدوده اللهم اجعل القرآن العظيم ربيع قلوبنا وجلاء أحزاننا وذهاب غمومنا وهمومنا وسائقنا وقائدنا إلى جنات النعيم يا رب كل شيء بقدرتك على كل شيء اغفر لنا كل شيء حتى لا تسألنا عن شيء يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين او ارحم الراحمين او دی موسٹ مرسیفل من او دی موسٹ فرگیونگ فرگیو اور سینز او ارحم الراحمین فرگیو اور سینز او ارحم الراحمین فرگیو اور سینز فرگیو دا سینز آف اور پیرنٹس فرگیو دا سینز آف اور فیملیز فرگیو دا سینز آف اور برادرز اینڈ سسٹرز فرگیو دا سینز آف دا ہول امہ فرگیو دا سینز آف دا ہول امہ او ارحم الراحمین فرگیو دا سینز آف دا ہول امہ O Arham Ar-Rahimeen, have mercy upon the whole Ummah. O Arham Ar-Rahimeen, forgive our major sins, forgive our minor sins. O Arham Ar-Rahimeen, grant us the tawfiq to remain steadfast on Sirat-e-Mustaqim. O Arham Ar-Rahimeen, grant us the tawfiq to do that which pleases you. And grant us the tawfiq to abstain from everything that displeases you. O Arham Ar-Rahimeen, O Arham Ar-Rahimeen, O Arham Ar-Rahimeen, enlighten our hearts with your love. Enlighten our hearts with the love of your Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Enlighten our hearts with your ma'rifat and recognition. Enlighten our hearts with your remembrance. O Arhamur Rahimin, grant us your nearness. O Arhamur Rahimin, grant us your special attention. O Arhamur Rahimin, include us from amongst your most beloved ones. O Arhamur Rahimin, O Arhamur Rahimin, O Arhamur Rahimin, grant us the tawfiq to prepare for the hereafter before we depart from this world. O Arhamur Rahimeen, O Arhamur Rahimeen, honor us with a good departure. Honor us with Husn-e-Khatima. O Arhamur Rahimeen, honor us with Husn-e-Khatima. Honor us with a good departure. O Arhamur Rahimeen, take us from this world whilst you are happy with us. O Arhamur Rahimeen, when you take us from this world, take us when we are in prostration, when we are in ruku and sujood, when we are performing salat, when we are remembering you, when we are striving for you, when we are in Haramain Sharifain. O Arhamur Rahimeen, take us from this world when you are happy with us. O Arhamur Rahimeen, take us from this world when we are engaged in something which is most beloved to you. O Arhamur Rahimeen, save us from the punishment of the grave. Save us from the punishment of the grave. Make the questioning in the grave easy for us. O Arhamur Rahimeen, save us from the horrors of the day of Qiyamah. Grant us the shade of your throne, the shade of your mercy
ilaha al alameen on that day when there is no shade except the shade of your mercy and shade of your throne. O Arhamur Rahimeen, give us our book of deeds in our right hand. O Arhamur Rahimeen, make pul sirat easy for us. O Arhamur Rahimeen, honor us with an easy reckoning. O Arhamur Rahimeen, save us from the fire of Jahannam. Save us from the fire of Jahannam. Grant us refuge from the fire of Jahannam. O Arhamur Rahimeen, become happy with us. Become pleased with us. O Arhamur Rahimeen, forgive all our sins. And grant us the company of the Anbiya, the Siddiqeen, the Shuhada and the Salihin. O Arhamur Rahimeen, honor us with Jannatul Firdaus. O Arhamur Rahimeen, grant us all the goodness of this world and the hereafter. Save us from every evil, every mishap of this world and the hereafter. O Arhamur Rahimeen, O Arhamur Rahimeen, grant us shifa and afiyat from every illness. O Arhamur Rahimeen, every physical illness, every spiritual illness. O Arhamur Rahimeen, O Arhamur Rahimeen, O Arhamur Rahimeen, make tazkiyah of our hearts. O Arhamur Rahimeen, purify our souls. O Arhamur Rahimeen, purify our souls. O Arhamur Rahimeen, purify our souls. O Arhamur Rahimeen, rid our hearts of every filth that lies within them. O Arhamur Rahimeen, O Arhamur Rahimeen, accept this student of Masjid-e Muad ibn Jabal who has completed his Quran today. O Arhamur Rahimeen, grant him the tawfiq to keep Quran to memory until he breathes his last. O Arhamur Rahimeen, just as we had granted him the zeal to memorize the words of the Quran, grant him the zeal to keep the Quran to memory until he breathes his last. O Arhamur Rahimeen, just as you have honored him by enlightening his heart with the words of the Quran, O Arhamur Rahimeen, enlighten his heart with the meaning of the Quran also. Enlighten and adorn his life with the morals and the good characters of the Quran also. And O Arhamur Rahimeen, make him a da'i and make him a good model for generations to come. O Arhamur Rahimeen, make him a means of sadaqah jariyah and salvation for his parents, for his family, for his teachers, and for all those who have assisted him in becoming a hafiz of the Quran. O Arhamur Rahimeen, through the barakah of this completion of the Quran, fulfill all our needs of this world and fulfill all our needs of the hereafter. O Arhamur Rahimeen, make the reconstruction of Masjid Muad ibn Jabal easy. O Arhamur Rahimeen, it is only you who have accomplished whatever has been accomplished, and it is only you who will make the project reach its completion. O Arhamur Rahimeen, open the doors of your help. Open the doors of your assistance. Open the doors of your mercy. Open the doors of your barakat. And make this mammoth task easy for us. O Arhamur Rahimeen, all the brothers and sisters who have assisted thus far, O Arhamur Rahimeen, grant them barakah in their dunya and in their akhirah. And O Arhamur Rahimeen, grant them and others more tawfiq to assist and contribute towards this noble cause of yours. And O Arhamur Rahimeen, also grant them the barakat of this world and the hereafter. O Arhamur Rahimeen, every good that your Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has asked from you, grant it to us, and every evil from which your beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has seek refuge, grant us refuge from it. A couple of minutes to all the brothers and sisters to ask from Allah whatever they desire.